The period of my going forth lasted for several years. We went forth in August 47. I think I can say that the period of more or less literal going forth ended in, say, March 1950, when, at Kashyapji's behest, I settled in Kalimpong. So that's a fairly substantial period. During those years, I wasn't on the road literally all the time. From time to time, whether Rakita and I stayed in this or that monastery or cave, or sometimes just in the open air. But at least part of that time, we literally were on the road. And that's therefore a very memorable period in my life, important for many reasons, in many ways. To begin with, I saw quite a lot of India. I saw quite a few states. India's a vast place, as most of you already know, some of you have been to India. The south is very different from the north, the east is very different from the west, and the middle again is very different. So I had the experience of India, which was very important for me, and still is. I felt very much at home in India, and the more I saw of India, literally, its geography, its flora and fauna, its architecture, its people, its customs, its manners, and more I felt very much at home there. I think that when I came back to England in 1964, I don't think I really felt that I'd come home. But I also remember that when I revisited India after setting up the FWBO, I really did feel as though I was coming home. India did mean that to me, especially perhaps after my 14 years in Kalimpong. So in the course of my going forth, I got to know India in the physical, the geographical sense. And as I said, I felt very much at home there. There were other reasons. In the course of that going forth period, I had the opportunity of visiting, especially after Rudraksha and I came north, after living for some time and travelling for some time in the south, I had the opportunity of visiting some of the more important of the Buddhist holy places. I think the first I visited was Saranath, then it was Kusinara, then it was Lumbini, and finally it was Bodh Gaya. And of course, visiting those places, which were of such great importance in the Buddha's own lifetime, where the Buddha had lived, where the Buddha's feet had trod, brought the Buddha, the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni, very much home to me. He felt much more of a real historical presence, someone who actually had lived and who had trod the same roads even that I had trod. For instance, the road from Varanasi to Saranath, the road that the Buddha trod after his enlightenment to the place where he gave his first teaching. That's still there. And I who trod that road, as many pilgrims still do. So in the course of that wandering life, especially in North India, I felt myself coming very close to the life and times of the Buddha himself, and that did help to bring the scriptures very much to life. And on this occasion, I can't help thinking of somebody else's pilgrimages, which took place quite a few years after mine. And I'm thinking of Ratnaketu's, because as I think most of you have heard, Ratnaketu has suffered a stroke, which is quite a serious matter. So my thoughts, and I'm sure your thoughts also, are very much with him at this moment, and I really do pray for his swift and complete recovery and as I talked about my own, you know, visits, my own pilgrimages to the Buddhist holy places of North India, on an occasion like this, after hearing that news, I can't help thinking of him. When Bhatnaketri was in Birmingham, he was very helpful to me, very serviceable in that respect, one might say. He was an ideal board member. Anyway, coming back to my pilgrimages, yes, I saw Saranath, I saw Kusinara, I saw Lumbini, I saw Bodh Gaya. I saw much that reminded me of the India about which I'd read in the scriptures. They were the same fields, they were the same cultivators, the same bullock carts, the same ploughs, the same thatched huts, thatched mud huts, the same broad rivers, the same torrential rains. So my experience of those things helped to bring the scriptures, especially the Pali scriptures, much more alive, and the Buddha himself in a way became much more alive. Sometimes, you know, walking in the rural areas, travelling in the rural areas, travelling on foot, one could almost feel that, well, the figure of the Buddha in his yellow robe and with his begging bowl might at any moment just appear from round the corner, from round a little hut. So that was one aspect of my going forth, how close it brought me not just to the India of today, but the India of yesterday, the India of the Buddha, the India, the Jambudvipa in which the Buddha had lived and taught all those centuries ago.